Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's Nexus. That's the song, the lead song from the Innocent Age album. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, go to jimblasingame.com and find all of them there. The third ingredient, the age of the customer, for example. Having a great visit with our good friend David Dossi, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, partner with Gallagher and Dossi. Invention-protection.com is the website. David, thanks again for being here. We're talking about intellectual property. We're talking about contracts. And David, for the last 15 years, and for longer than that, you and I have been talking about for 15 years, and I've been talking about this since I started the show, is the power of intellectual property and the evolution of it to the point where 40 years ago, corporations used mostly physical assets to leverage their business model. Today, they're using mostly intellectual property to leverage their business model. And it's the same for small businesses, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the old school small business. That's one of the things they have to come to terms with, is that everyone owns intellectual property, whether you're a one-shop Subway franchise owner or, you know, anything larger than that. You have intellectual property, and if you ever think that someone's going to come in and invest in your company or buy your company, and you don't recognize that or don't have your intellectual property organized and structured, that's a huge mistake.
Well, that's exactly right. You have to first accept and understand and believe that you have intellectual property. You have to identify it, which we've talked a lot about on this show, and then you have to secure it and define it and secure it, and then you have to protect it, don't you? Because other people will use it accidentally or they'll take it from you.
And most people get hung up on that, thinking, secure it. Well, I don't have any patents. I don't have anything I can patent. Well, intellectual property, you know, much of it for a small business is going to be trade secrets.
That's right.
And if everything on your computer network is open to every one of your employees, from the guy that, from the intern that comes in 4 hours a week to your right-hand person, then you're failing as a small business owner, because on that network, you're going to have those pieces of intellectual property that may be worth as much as your business and revenue does a year to a competitor. And if nothing is secured, you've done nothing to protect your trade secrets, and, you know, effectively any of your employees could walk out with the value of your business on a thumb drive.
It's the reason why you also have to have, for people who have access to those trade secrets, you have to have a non-disclosure and non-compete clauses with them, don't you?
Well, nowadays, yes. You need to have employment agreements with anyone that has a significant role in your company. And, again, when you look at it from the outside, as if 5 years down the road, I want to be able to sell this business to someone. If you put yourself in the position of that person that's going to be buying your business, what are they going to want to see? They're going to want to see a nicely organized set of employment agreements with everyone you've employed in the last decade. You know,
because you're going to be leaving. You're going to be leaving. Hopefully, one of the reasons they're buying the company is because they hope your key people will stay on board. David, what do we need to know about our competitors' IP?
Well, if you're not, there is so much you can learn about your competitor's next move, whether it's the launch of a new product or service, that you can learn online, whether it's just from Google Patents, monitoring the Patent and Trademark Office website, or even setting up Google Alerts like you do. You know, if you just set up a Google Alert for every time your top 10 competitors are mentioned along with the words new product or new service or trademark or patent or invention, you know, it's easy to think, well, I don't want all those emails in my inbox. But number one, they're not going to be that many emails. And number two, one of those emails may give you a glimpse into what they are about to do that's going to cut your business in half.
Let me throw out a very simplistic piece of intellectual property. Let's say that your company is not rated very highly with a particular good customer on service. Well, but your competitor is. And then you find out you're delivering on Mondays and Thursdays, and they're delivering on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then you do a little research and you find out, wait a minute, the people who are the easiest to work with are on the loading docks on Tuesdays and Fridays or whatever. My point is they found the time to deliver that's more conducive to the customer than you have. That's intellectual property, isn't it, David?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, so many people want to become indispensable to their clients nowadays that if you, as a small business owner, if you get in the habit of learning these things about your competitors, well, what's even more valuable is if you can provide your client with information about their competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not sophisticated in doing any of this research, if you are able to tell them, hey, did you see that your latest competitor is going to be launching this new product called this sometime
mm-hmm.
next year? You know, it makes you look like a hero.
Mm-hmm. Or that's exactly right. Or even your own competitor, you know, you can find out that they're about to associate with a new product that maybe puts you at a disadvantage. We're going to be right back with our good friend David Dossie. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what are you going to do when you sell your company when they ask you about your intellectual property. Tim Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.